Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago, bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Worthington is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust. He's a tenured professor at Butte College of Northern California. He's a computer information systems expert, the creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based currency, and they now have a patent. They are a fully patent-approved technology that's huge. It's only the second time that's ever been done. Sean, I'm so proud of you. You know that I thought you were onto something, or I wouldn't have had you keep coming back on the show. You know that, right? You know how, because I talk about your stuff all the time. Whenever I do any Bitcoin cryptocurrency references, speeches, or articles, I always make sure that I throw what you're doing in this. I'm proud of you for the accomplishment. So talk to us about one of the things that other cryptocurrencies have had a problem with is they should have been safe. They were blockchain is held out as immutable, as unbreakable. It's the beauty of a distributed ledger is you can't cheat. And yet we've had more than one cryptocurrency bureau get hacked or get shut down or go bankrupt or the person who launched a bureau died and didn't leave a way to get into the one laptop where everybody's money was. I mean, how is CloudCoin going to be different from that?
With cryptocurrencies, you have this systemic risk of theft and loss because you've got this one key, the private key, that controls all of the money that you have in an account. But with CloudCoin, we have the ability to, number one, mitigate theft. So you can take your money, instead of putting it all in one place on this public ledger, you can put it, well, you can take it and put it on a USB drive and bury it in your backyard. Mm-hmm. So it means that you can have enough money in your wallet just to spend for the day.
So it's just a digital form of, in many ways, it's like fiat money?
That's right. It is like cash. With cash, we know who the owner of the cash is because they have the paper or the coins. And with CloudCoin, you have the files, and you're the one that knows the passwords.
So let me differentiate this between e-money, which is what we have in the bank, and what you're talking about, because e-money is not fiat money, but I can't take it and go anywhere with it. I have to go through the bank. And that's the beauty of crypto, isn't it? We take out the middle man, so to speak, the intermediary. And you're saying I could actually possess my own CloudCoin, put it in my pocket, walk around with it, and it doesn't exist anywhere else except the fact that the network knows that I have it, and the network can verify that it belongs to me.
Yes, the network can tell that you're the owner if you want to test it, but nobody actually knows that you're the owner.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
They can
just
authenticate it.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So, all right. As you know, I warned in the postlog of my new book, I warned people about quantum computing that is coming at us, and it actually operates, folks, in two dimensions, and that means it's faster than anything we could ever have imagined. It's science fiction almost, and one of the problems that blockchain has is quantum computers can break that. You and I can't really get around the distributed ledger. We're not fast enough. The regular computers aren't, but quantum computers could. How would that be different for CloudCoin?
Well, with cryptocurrencies, you have this public ledger, which means anybody can download it, And if you had a quantum computer, you could download that. And then you could do a brute force attack against it and be able to decrypt it and be able to control the money and basically say that you own it when you don't, because you would actually have the keys. But with Cloudcoin, we don't have any encrypted public ledger. All we have is a bunch of servers that have each have their own information. And in order to own a Cloudcoin, you'd have to be able to get all of those servers. Cryptography doesn't have anything to do with it. It's more like shredding, where you take a document and put it in a shredder, and you can't put it together. So it's a totally different security model, and it's quantum safe.
Wow, quantum safe. Boy, that, now that's a selling point right there. And also, you say there's no fees to use it? You can possess this without paying any money?
That's right. We're so efficient that we don't have to charge fees. We have to pay
the system administrators. But how would you make your money? Do you make the money through the people who use it, the merchants that use it? How do you make your money?
Well, the system administrators make their money by recovering lost coins. So if a coin has not been used for 10 years, it's considered lost.
Really?
And they can mine that.
So if I own Cloudcoin and I don't use it for 10 years, I lose it?
That's right. So all you have to do is re-authenticate it once every 10 years.
Every 10 years.
And you'll be fine.
I'd want to set mine up on a, and of course, not that money would last around here 10 years. I need your website quickly, Sean.
Cloudcoin.global.
Cloudcoin.global, folks. Check it out. I got to take a quick break. Thanks, Sean, for being here. Good job. Well done. Going to take a quick one. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.